Take it from the back. Take it from the back.
Take it from the back, bitches.
Take it from the back.
Whoa. Seems aggressive. Unnecessarily.
So take it from the back.
Yeah.
With consent.
Always with consent. What the fuck was that?
Oh, that was my foot kicking the camera.
Sure did.
I don't really fucking know. It's fine.
Yeah, it looks fine.
God damn!
Get another critique.
Can you see my
like, why is it so off center? I don't fucking know, man.
Did we get one critique on that? Did we get
we
any
did.
Critiques?
We did, but who it was by that? A professional.
Oh, okay.
Professional was like, I have some suggestions for your videos. I'm like,
first of all, center.
Sure
it.
You do. Sure you have. Yeah, I'm sure anybody who knows what the fuck they're doing has a lot of suggestions.
I'm sure anybody who doesn't know what they're doing could just look at it and be like, maybe center it. Have you tried centering it?
Not today.
Nope.
That's too much work.
No, we have not.
I don't get paid for that.
I don't get paid. How you doing?
Good. I have a question. Do you remember
lollipops? Bank lollipops. Yeah. She like, was tits. What's your favorite color?
On the spot, used to be purple when I was little because I loved grape.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say as an adult, if I ever had one, because I probably only had one as an adult, I'd say orange. I like orange stuff, you know?
I like orange, too. I think when I was a kid, my favorite was the orange. And I'm going to say it still is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Green's really good, too. If you guys, does anybody?
Green was my second.
Yeah, green was so good. In case anybody doesn't remember or you're like, what's a bank lollipop? As soon as I say this, I'm going to unlock a memory. But like when I was little, you could go to the bank. Not that I was going to the bank, but I'd be like in the back of the car. My parents would pull up to the ATM thing that had the little suck up tubies.
Yeah.
And they would like put their, I don't know what they fucking put in there.
Their
card,
fucking paychecks. No,
their
ID. Check.
I don't even know.
They put in their whole fucking check and stuff. Like, can you deposit this?
Can you do something? And it would just suck away into some tubes. Yeah. And there'd be a lady behind some glass that could see you. And I guess there was an intercom kind of like at a drive-through pharmacy. I don't really remember because I was in the back seat. And the whole time, my whole mission in that back seat was to make sure they saw my face so that everybody in that fucking bank knew that somebody in this car needed a lollipop. I just, like, sit my face right up in the window, like, hi, my parents are getting some money. Can I get a lollipop?
Orange.
Orange.
Tell her orange. Can you
and
tell her
then,
orange? Tell her
and
orange.
And then the lollipop that would come back were those kind that are, like, a flat coin circle thing that cuts the roof of your mouth, and they're always a bright color. Like, you're basic.
But, like, the edges had a ridge, and the middle had a ridge.
Yeah.
So it, like, fit on your tongue, and you could suction it
it's
down
weird.
Real perfect.
And it would cut your mouth.
Well, if you got them real sharp on the top.
Yeah. That's what that was my main goal. Like, bitch, we're making a pizza cutter in here.
You make a pizza cutter? Yeah.
And then they came in a clear plastic square wrapper that went over the circle. So I feel like I described that perfectly. And sometimes some of them had a loop handle and some of them just had a straight stick. Do you remember the loop handles?
No, I don't remember the
loop
handles.
They were so goddamn floppy. What the fuck was up with the loop handle? Like, I can't hold a goddamn stick?
No, I only ever had the sticks, I think.
Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about with those loop handles.
I don't. We didn't go to your fancy banks.
And then if you were really bored in the back of the car and you ate your lollipop and your slobber got it all, like, loosey-goosey at the top, you can unroll that fucking bitch like a perfect sheet of paper.
Oh,
the stick?
Yeah. I do remember that.
Exactly.
I never got it all the way unrolled perfectly, though. It would always start at the bottom on the dry parts because it wasn't the wet parts that got it for me. Or I didn't touch the wet parts. Ew. And the dry part at the bottom would always come up as like a little triangle and you could like unwrap it as a little ribbon.
Yeah. Oh, I would like meticulously unravel mine perfectly. And then also, do you remember? Probably not because you probably washed your hands and you didn't lick shit. So you were a clean kid. But like if you held the lollipop long enough, your dirty ass fingers would like highlight the like rigid beginning of the paper roll. And there were like a bunch of zigzags. Kind of like when you open gum, like foil gum.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I know what you're saying, but I don't think I've ever experienced
probably that. Because you just unraveled it and yours wasn't dirty, but I would be like, oh, there it is.
I mean, mine would be
highlighter.
Dirty.
I got the highlighter.
Let me find it.
Let me rub my hands on this thing. Anyway, all of that to say that I went to the bank today and I bribed my kid. This isn't even my goddamn, it probably should be. But I went to the bank today and I tried to bribe my kid like, hey, don't worry, they give you lollipops there. Bank lollipops aren't a thing anymore.
They're not a thing.
There's not like, you know, there used to be a big ass bowl on the corner. It's just like those fucking lollipops.
Yeah.
Nothing. And we went to
I'll
like.
I bet it's since COVID.
Maybe,
COVID killed the bank
maybe,
lollipop.
But we went to like one of those manager people where they take you in a little cubicle.
You were like, excuse me?
I need some lollipops for this kid.
Where are the lollipops?
No, but we even went to somebody's desk. You think they'd be there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nope. All they had was fucking crayons and printed out color paper book color pages.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Which was great. Yeah. Yeah. It literally kept my kid from freaking out.
And then it's not like food or whatever candy because people are real weird about it now.
Everybody's weird about everything now. And I would just like us all to fucking stop. Can we just chill?
Not going to happen.
No, I know. It's not going to happen at all.
Anyway, hey, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good.
What's your goddamn?
Well, my goddamn is that I have failed at life yet again.
Oh, good.
Yep.
We're good at that here.
Nothing extravagant, nothing big, nothing great, but I'm just falling fucking behind.
And I thought you were going to say to pieces, and I was going to sing you some Patsy Cline.
I do fall to pieces. But
we're all falling behind, man.
Did not do Patreon for this.
That's okay.
Week.
We're going to do two Patreons. They're going to be so excited.
So, yeah. The Patreon that will be coming out is actually going to be Stacey's case featured because
from January's
Patreon. And then I'm going to take the January Patreon and I'm going to do that one in March.
See, it's called Patreon math. And then I'm going to do my March Patreon in March. Yep. We've totally got this. We're under control.
Listen,
there's nothing to be worried about.
Driving here tonight, I was like, I don't even know where I'm going.
Honestly, so, you text me, I'm doing this in my PJs, and I was like, you just want to not? Because I could be in my PJs in bed. I was literally in bed. I had to get out of bed to record.
I was too.
Yeah.
I was in bed. I have my pajamas on. So you're welcome, Patreon people.
It's not even Patreon.
I know.
This is a regular episode. Well, at least we're taking care of the regular episode first.
Yeah.
Keep that fucking schedule on there.
So that's my goddamn is just that life is fucking hard right now and it's coming at me fast and hard to the face. And I
to
did
the
not
face.
Have time.
My
to
God.
The fucking face.
Ugh, slap it away.
I'm trying.
Yeah. You could do it.
I'm trying.
You could do it. I believe in you.
It's so fucking hard.
It's okay. The Patreon people are so fucking chill, and they've been so nice, and we got so many messages that I never send you, because I'm like, oh, she reads them too. But so many messages of people being like, see, we forget too, and it's okay, and all nice things. So don't stress about it. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. We'll get it out when we do.
It's going to be fine.
We're doing the best we can, and everybody loves us, so it's okay. We love them.
Yeah.
So it's okay, right?
Please. I'm sorry. I apologize sincerely, and I will get my shit together eventually because baseball season is fully in swing now, so my life should.
Oh, is it in swing? Is that what we say in the industry?
I did not do that on purpose.
We're in full foul.
How slow my brain is. I was like, yeah, it's happening.
But yeah, why are you?
I don't understand. We're rounding third. What do you mean?
We're touching home, babes. We're touching home.
We're almost fucking there. Okay?
Grand slam, bitch.
And my life will slow down as soon as it gets going. Oh, God, that's how I feel. Anyway, what's your goddamn?
My goddamn is that my oldest son came home from school yesterday. Mm-hmm. And when I was walking with him, he was like, Mom, I got real bad news. I don't know if I can go to school for a couple days. And I was
like,
don't fucking try me, bro, because his younger brother was sick for like the beginning part of this week. So I too have had a week. And now he's home from daycare because daycare lady gave birth. And so we're on maternity leave and we're doing great. It's been mommy baby week at home and everything's fine. And he's sick and I'm fine and everything's fine. But then now everybody's feeling better, right? And the oldest one, he's like, we got terrible news. I might have to stay home. And I was like, don't you fucking try me, bro. Like, don't you start saying you're sick. No. Nope, 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 nope. And I shoo that away. And then he goes, well, we got a notice today about lice. And I was like, like my world stopped. And I was like, what? Because he doesn't know what that is. I don't think I've ever taught him what lice is.
Yeah.
I don't know. And he was like, yeah, turns out the school has lice. It's real bad. Really bad. So we might have to stay home. And there's a note in my backpack. And I instantly was like,
right, go outside.
Babe,
get outside. Hose off. I don't know how you get rid of lice.
I'm just going to put my hair up.
Yeah.
Because we could shave their fucking heads. I'm not worried about that.
Cool, cool, cool. What?
Yeah. Where's the hairspray?
I'm just going to stop and get a shower cap.
As somebody with childhood trauma related to lice.
Oh my God.
I never want
I swear to fucking God, you gave me pink eye. If you give me lice.
It might happen, girl. We got a note. I opened up his backpack and in the back it was like, your child may have been exposed to somebody with lice. And then it like teaches you like what lice is and how you get rid of it. And I'm like, babes, I'm a pro. I was in fourth grade myself. Fucking goddamn. No, but literally when I was in fourth grade, I guess somebody in my classroom had lice and they kept coming to school and like respreading it. Because I recall going to the library as a group of people and like the teachers looking through our hair. Did that happen to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then being
I
sent
was
home.
Traumatized during that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, do you? Yeah. And I got sent home because I had it. I must have got it from the girl. And according to my mom, I sat next to the little girl. I don't really fucking know because I was in fourth grade, so I didn't care.
Yeah.
And then I found out later that my friend, I don't know if I should say her name because I don't know how she feels about me sharing about lice, but she also got lice. Mm-hmm. And we both never talked about it because we were like ashamed when we were in fourth grade that we had lice. Like it feels so dirty.
Yeah.
And I
it
remember
is.
Being
it's
like,
gross. You're a dirty person.
I know. And
I'm
I was
just
like,
kidding.
And I was like, but mom, I wash my hair. And my mom's like, well, yeah, they like clean hair. And I'm like, oh, okay, fuck me then, huh?
Yeah.
So
no
we
shit.
Just have lice all the time. No matter what you do, you just get lice. Okay, cool. Great.
Yeah. Super. Love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a great life for me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so yeah, I immediately checked my kids' hair and then was trying to explain to them what lice is. And the oldest was like freaking the fuck out the entire time. Like, do I have it? Do I have it? And I'm like, would you just hold still? And turns out nobody has it. So
yeah.
We're fine. But I did get the notice, and now I'm like, oh, great.
Super. Can't
itchy.
Wait.
I'm so itchy.
I bet. You want to talk about murder?
Fuck yeah, I do.
All right. Here on episode 285, I'm going to tell you about Willem van Eyck.
Now, William or Willem?
Willem.
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 Not even the yum, huh?
Nope.
He ain't yummy.
He ain't yummy. He's just lem.
Aww.
Willem. Now, Willem was born August 13th, 1941.
Which makes him a?
Taurus.
And
also, mom's birthday.
How is it not a Leo?
I don't fucking know. So I Googled it. Because they changed.
Oh.
At some point.
So oh, maybe.
On that year that he was born, he was a Taurus.
Really? They can just change?
I don't know. They did. They tried to make mine change, and I was like, I'm going to keep it.
No.
Yeah. I've been a Libra forever. And then they were like, you're a fucking, I don't know, something else now. And I was like, I don't even know how to say that.
It literally says snake, which is confusing me.
Oh, I don't know. I just Googled it one time and then didn't question it. Because it is my mom's birthday, not 1941.
Right.
But the date, August 13th, was my mom's birthday. And
July 22nd to August 23rd is a Leo.
I don't know. That's weird. I guess he's a Leo? Listen, I tried to Google it. It's not important.
It's really not, but I just love the level of detail we get into these, and it's, like, not important, and all of the time we're still wrong.
And it's
people
just
are like,
wrong.
That's almost the name of the city, but it's actually this other city, and you were saying it entirely wrong. And, by the way, we don't all have runways.
Here's the thing. This one happened in the fucking Netherlands, so.
Oh, we're way gone.
I'll be saying everything wrong.
I love it.
That is my next bullet is just Willem. That this, I'm sorry, this is going to suck with the pronunciations. I tried to put little like, this is how you say it. But yeah. Again, I Googled them.
Right.
And apparently I'm not good at Googling.
Yeah.
Because I can't do fucking star signs. So here is Willem van Eyck.
Willem.
And
makes sense now why he's called Willem.
Willem. He's from the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
He's allegedly a Leo. Okay.
Yeah. 1941.
Yes, 1941. He was born in a small village in South Holland that I cannot pronounce.
Okay.
And I'm not going to try.
Don't need to. South Holland.
Mm-hmm. South Holland. He was one of eight children.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
The 40s.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't believe in birth control or whatever. I don't know. His parents were.
Jizzing everywhere back then.
Fucking mostly inner because yeah. Not a lot of kids.
Can you imagine how much was everywhere else?
Eight children.
Oh, God.
You're pregnant for fucking 8 years.
That's too long.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That was way too long.
So his parents were like normal working class people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he was born during the start of the Second World War. I don't know if it was the start. I don't know what month it was. But
sounds
the,
right.
The year mm-hmm, of mm-hmm, the mm-hmm, Second World War, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Germany occupied his village.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know if that has anything to do with the story, but seems like a rough time to grow up in.
Right.
Like, you know?
With a bunch of Nazis running around.
Yeah. I imagine it'd be a little traumatizing, but yeah. I don't know. Either way, in school, he was a loner. He didn't have any friends, and he was an overall weird guy.
Mm-hmm.
The other kids.
Who is in school that's not loner or weird?
My kid has so many friends. So does yours.
I know. It's fucking weird. It wasn't me, you know?
I mean, all the cool ones are loners and weird. Or at least weird. Like, there's always one friend, you know? He didn't have friends. He didn't have a friend. He didn't have friend.
That's true. That's
sad. The other kids called him something in Dutch that meant crazy little Willem. Crazy little William. Because that's the American way to say William. William. So, anyway, he was bullied constantly.
Aw, poor little guy.
And in turn, he started abusing animals.
This is not off to a good start.
No. He became known around town, which is not
a good way to be known.
Not a good way to be known. Mm-mm. Because he would torture dogs. Mm. He would drown cats.
No.
And he would kick ducks to death.
What? What a weird method.
I don't know what other method you would use, but
could
I just
you drown a duck, you know?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Just asking. But yeah, I don't know.
They can't breathe underwater, so yeah, you could drown a duck.
Yeah, well, I don't know their lung capacity.
I mean, it might take longer.
They fucking grow gills off their assholes.
You got to get the whole body submerged.
Yeah, you can't leave their butt out.
They're just breathing through it.
This duck's farting. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's terrible. Also, who knew there were so many ducks to kick?
It's like Holland and stuff. Don't they have all the fucking canals and Amsterdam and, you know, nice stuff? I don't know where any of this is. I'm going to stop
like
talking
windmills.
About it now.
So. Yeah, I think you're right. Also, I feel like I've seen like a little ducky in like a Dutch hat wearing little Dutch shoes, you know?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why I've seen that either. It has like clogs on and stuff. What is that?
I don't know.
I don't either. That's weird. So, either way, crazy little William here was fucking kicking ducks, right?
Yeah, he was. That's so messed up.
And when he was 8 years old, his brothers said that
he was doing that before he was eight?
He's been doing it his whole childhood. Wow. Like, he was, like, out of the fucking womb.
I can't. If I saw my kid kicking a duck, I would murder him.
She had seven other kids to worry
That's
about.
True.
Probably more that didn't make
Honestly,
it.
Honestly, if I had seven kids, they'd probably kick ducks, too.
They were being raised by themselves, you
I'd
know?
Probably suggest... I don't know, man. Go kick ducks.
Like, get the fuck out of the house. Yeah. Well, when he was 8 years old, his brother said that he was evil personified.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Yeah. Not a great start to life. Mm-mm. And high school wasn't any better. He was still bullied relentlessly. Mm. But by now, he's going through puberty and he likes girls. He's
Boner.
Fucking into it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when he would get up the nerve to talk to a girl or anything like that, she would reject him.
Right.
I assume not always nicely, not that it has to be nice, sure. But he did not do well with the ladies
at all. He's gonna hate women is where this is going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Deeply.
Oh, no.
A deep hatred for women. No. He started having fantasies about raping and killing
women. Oh,
yep.
No.
Now, that's all I know about his childhood.
And oh, like that?
The before times
That's
and
it?
Stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing that we all know about him, he's 30 years old. It's 1971. Okay?
70s, baby.
In
your 30s?
He's in Amsterdam. He's fucking cruising around town,
Loving
right?
It.
Driving around. And he sees 15-year-old Cora Mantel. And she had been visiting her boyfriend in Amsterdam, but missed her bus home to Eindhoven. So she was hitchhiking on the side of the road.
Oops, no. Mm-hmm. Side note, love the name Cora.
Me too.
It's
That's
so
Nora's
unique.
Sister's name.
I know. I was thinking that. Every time I hear her name, I'm like, oh my gosh. I don't know anybody else with that name and I love it.
No, I don't either. I like it. Mm-hmm. So Willem stopped and he picked up Cora. And then he raped her before strangling her with her shawl.
No, not her shawl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He would later say that he felt remorse for doing it since she was so young.
How old was she?
15.
Oh, my God. That's just a little baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But he said, quote, I finally had my chance and I took it.
That's fucking weird.
Ugh.
That's fucking weird. He was 30?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, fucking got one alone or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, Mm-mm. she's asking for a ride.
Mm,
I have this
no.
person alone. No. Horrible. Horrible.
Terrifying.
So, Cora's body was found in a ditch near Eindhoven on June 22nd. Side note, I know I'm saying that wrong.
I think you're nailing it.
Crushing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how long it was between when she was murdered and when she was found.
Mm-hmm.
But he got away with it.
Oh, my God.
He didn't have any connections to her. Nobody saw anything. And this was long before DNA or anything
right.
could be used, right?
So he just, like, literally did the deed, dumped her, and was like, whistling Dixie.
Ghost in the wind. Yeah. Whistling Dixie. We're going to get into that again? Because
nope,
I don't remember what it was. Where'd that come from?
Oh, man.
So the next time that we hear from Willem was in 1974.
Okay.
And at this point, he's living on a houseboat called the Freedom. But it was in Dutch, so, you know, something else.
Yeah.
Something hard to say. But it meant the Freedom.
And this sounds kind of like a nice little, you know, living situation.
A little houseboat in Amsterdam?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, sounds nice.
I bet there's so many ducks.
He could kick seagulls? All the ducks he wanted.
Ugh. Please
Do they
don't.
Have seals there?
I don't know. I don't fucking know geography or animal habitats, living scenarios, you know?
Like, I just feel
my
like
whole life we're the only ones with seagulls. That'd be amazing.
Not seagulls, seals.
Oh, I thought you said seagulls. I said seagulls. Seals. I don't know either. Seals. I don't know any of this.
I heard seals and I thought to myself, I've never seen a seal in a picture in Amsterdam. You know when you always see like the canals and stuff? I feel like if seals were there, they'd just be all over the fucking sides.
They'd like be looking at you like, fuck yeah, I'm in Amsterdam.
Mostly like, you ain't got no room to park your bike, bitch, because I'm sitting here.
You guess what they're saying? Damn.
The seals? Yeah. Ugh. For sure. They're like, this is my spot.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I think seals are mean in my head.
Do you? I think they're just, like, so cute.
Oh, God. They're so aggressively mean in my head.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen one coming at me all aggressive. Really. I was just lounging, you know?
Well, yeah, they're lounging until they get up and they start yelling at other ones. And
you
then
got
they
some dad trauma. I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, but also seal trauma, apparently.
Like you're chased by one.
I probably fucking was.
Oh, God damn it.
God damn it. Trauma
like why
blocked
I'm afraid
it.
Of fucking rabbits, bunnies.
Oh, they're so mean. Okay. He's living on this houseboat.
Right.
In Amsterdam. The Freedom. Mm-hmm. And a body was found in a cornfield on August 19th, 1974.
Okay.
I don't know where cornfields are in Amsterdam. Don't know how close it is.
A couple days after his birthday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Very observant I am.
You are. Mm-hmm. It was the body of 43-year-old Atja Vanderplaat. And she had been stabbed to death. Her stomach was ripped open.
Nope.
And her nipple was cut off.
No. Was it with her? Did he keep it?
And we don't know where her nipple is.
Okay.
So, but this time, multiple people had seen Willem riding his moped around the area that she was found.
He had a moped?
Uh-huh. On the night of her murder.
Oh.
A moped is like a Vespa.
Right.
Yeah.
Ollie got some moped.
Moped.
Hey, question. Uh-huh. Do we know what night she was murdered? Was it around his birthday? How long was she in the field for? Was it a day or two
I
or
don't
a million
know.
Of days?
Okay. I don't know.
I'm just curious if this was a birthday thing.
I mean, it could have been relevant. Like a birthday celebration. Like the 13th was a Monday.
Oh, solid point.
You know, so
you're
we
always
went out
full
on that
great
Saturday.
Ones. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
But people saw him around the area that she had been found. And they were like, that's fucking Willem.
Yeah. I saw him on that moped.
Yeah.
And mopeds are fucking loud.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. You're not
and it turns
sneaking
out
a body anywhere with one of those.
That his little fucking boathouse was like just down the road.
Uh-oh.
And so they're like, let's go talk to him.
Right. We have some questions.
So they bring him in for questioning, and he confessed immediately.
Oh.
He confessed immediately, and then he pretty quickly also confessed to Cora's murder.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I did that shit. I'm sorry about it. But also, I did this other shit.
Oh.
Back there, 3 years ago, that you guys didn't know about. And they were like, holy shit.
Oh, my God. Thanks for letting us know.
Definitely arrest this guy. Okay?
Yeah.
So now they've got him.
Okay.
And during his trial, when the details of his murders were explained, several jury and, like, guards, I guess, threw up. Because it was fucking horrific.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know those details,
so
you're welcome.
I don't want to throw up. Although I'm kind of morbidly curious, because that's the kind of gal I am.
I would imagine it has to do with her nipple being cut off. Maybe the details surrounding that, or her stomach being ripped open.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't all that horrifying stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I'll imagine they went into detail on that, and everyone was like, that's...
she was already dead when all that happened.
I hope.
Sure, that's not why, and that's probably why they
threw I don't know. I don't want to think about that.
Okay, I like it.
But
I like your safe and healthy boundaries you set for yourself in your mind.
Thank you.
I wish I, too, had those.
I don't. I don't have them. I would read it.
I know you don't. I literally
I would have read it, and I would have told you all had they given it to me. But I was like, I'm not going to look for it.
I literally send you the TikToks where it's like, this is going to be awful. You do not want to see this.
Yeah.
Warning, warning, warning. And before it gets there, I send it to you, and I'm like, should I watch it?
Can you watch this for me?
Can you tell me if it's really as horrifying as it is?
Because I don't have nightmares, but I know you can handle the nightmares. So. I know you won't remember the nightmares anyway, so it'll be fine.
Yeah. Using you as my trauma filter.
Don't ever watch that.
You've never once said that.
No, huh? Because I'm probably like, oh my God, definitely we need to talk about it.
You're like, eh, I mean, it wasn't something I want to see. But now that I've seen it, I'm okay.
I'm still here. I could probably block this.
I'm like, all right, I won't.
I'm just going to not. Okay, so back to Willem here. Okay.
Yes, Willem.
So during his trial, everybody was thrown up. It's fucking horrific. Oh,
that must be some horrific shit.
Yeah. And so he basically blamed his childhood bullying trauma on why he committed these murders, right?
Okay.
And he was found guilty, obviously, right away.
He only killed those two?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's different in the Netherlands. They just kill two and they give up.
Yeah, he, like, well, I mean, he got caught and he was like, wow.
Yeah, I guess I didn't mean give up, but I mean, like, confess, you know? Like, hey, I did it.
He was like, I'm sorry.
And the U.S. were like, fucking, I don't know, but if you think I did at least 200 more than that.
Yeah.
That's at least 200 people you gotta find. Good luck, bye.
Good luck, bye. No, he was like, yeah, my bad. Oh. Like, thank God you guys caught me.
Yeah.
Because I had some problems and some trauma.
Right.
And so they also said that the behavior could have stemmed from brain damage sustained during his birth. So.
Oh, my God. Okay. Just slip that one in real quick. Also, turns out those clamps got a little too tight.
It was 1941. You know?
I don't know what's happening.
I would say shit was different, but did you hear about the baby that was just recently decapitated?
No.
Someone.
Okay. A trigger warning. I'm Hold on.
Okay.
Trigger warning. I don't want to know this.
Well. Doctor pulled the baby out with the forcep thing.
Stop it.
Okay.
And its head came off?
You can imagine.
Mama had a baby and its head popped off.
Mama had a baby and the head popped off. The mama had a baby and the doctor pulled the fucking head off.
Dude, you guys, my first child was born through vacuum. They sucked him out by his fucking head. That bitch was stuck in there.
Could have been headless. Like, he's got a head.
So thankful. But we shouldn't tell pregnant women this. Women are, if you're pregnant, don't worry about it. It's very rare. I've literally never heard of it happening ever. What are you talking about?
Just happened.
What are they doing? Where? In Haiti?
Look for
it. Fucking South Carolina? What's going on?
Maybe it's not in the U.S.
Did she grab too hard? How did the head come off? Did she have the head in its hand? I have so many questions. Was she just like, oh my God. What do you do? Like, cover it up. Don't let the mom know. I have so many fucking questions.
Georgia Hospital.
Not Georgia.
February 7th of this month, Georgia Hospital. Baby decapitated during labor at Georgia Hospital ruled a homicide. Because the doctor...
Did it on purpose?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Bitches, know your doctor. First of all, let's get to know them. I have some questions. Like, have them do some trial runs. Like, all right, pretend you're going to take this hot dog from the grill and put it on a plate. See how you use
How would
things.
You do it?
Yeah.
A hot dog is in pieces.
Yeah, if it comes back in half, get a different doctor. Jesus Christ, that is terrifying.
Yeah.
Was it a complicated birth?
I don't know.
So many other questions.
I've only ever read the headline of it,
and
I'm
to
like,
stop doing this to me.
Maybe some other traumas were also present during that birth. Yeah. So, like, all right, maybe.
Oh, absolutely. A 40s birth had to have been.
Yeah.
Actually, it's probably way better because they're, like, not medicated and shit. Like, terrible for the mom, better for the baby.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay, hero.
Yeah. No. Bitch, I was so drugged up.
I took the drugs.
Yeah, give it to me. I tried not to.
Like, that's an idiot. Dumb. Yeah. Dumbest thing you ever did. Did you try twice?
Hell no. The second time I was like, sign my ass up. And they're like, you're not pregnant enough. And I was like, fuck you. Watch me. And they were like, get her hooked up. She's in pain. I'm like, that's fucking right.
I'm going to go walk this hospital for a while.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So anyway.
Yeah.
So he was sentenced to 18 years in prison. This is 1975.
That's it?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So he would be out by 1993.
Okay, but he got his head pulled off with some forceps.
Well, in 1980, he married his pen pal, Audrey.
Weird.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then in 1990, he got out of prison.
What?
And he and his wife moved in together in a house in Harkstede.
Do you think he was so excited to have a wife?
Probably.
Like, what are the odds?
Yeah.
That a female is
I don't fucking
you
know
what? That's okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
You just need a friend.
I don't know.
Okay.
But his psychologist believed that his wife would keep him in check, and they
we tend to do that.
Yeah. They were like, as long as he's with her, it's going to be fine. But also, if he suffers another rejection from another woman, he'll probably fucking kill someone.
That we should all be checking on her. Or because he could go crazy and probably kill you.
He's going to murder somebody or whatever. Like, just keep an eye, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a reasonable person that we should let out of prison.
Mm-hmm. And so they're like, good luck, bye. And they let him out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously,
he killed her.
He reoffends. And I'll tell you about it.
Okay, let's hear about it.
Turns out they really only liked being married while in prison.
Sure, because then you have to hang out with each other.
Yeah, you have to hang out with each other in real life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe he was real fucking aggressive because he had all of these fantasies about raping and murdering women.
Sure, that doesn't sound appealing to me.
No.
Not here to shame.
No, I mean, you do you, and maybe some people like it, but like, it also kind of has to be nice.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Like, I'm doing this, but like, are you okay?
But I love you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so maybe he wasn't given that part, you know? I don't know. Either way, she was like, fucking deuces.
Oh, God. And she didn't give, like, a warn-up, like, hey, warn-up.
Like, warning. Call his psychologist. Like, just so you know, I'm
bouncing.
Gonna go get some bourbon and milk and never come back.
Somebody better pay attention to his ankle bracelets.
Yeah. So they started having problems pretty immediately. She's like, deuces, right?
Okay.
Cut to November of 1993.
Okay.
The body of 23-year-old Antonella Bertolda Fatole, who went by Michelle.
Okay.
Was found in a ditch.
Hmm.
She was a sex worker, and her cause of death was manual strangulation.
Oh.
Now, I'm speculating here, but prostitution didn't become legal in Amsterdam until the year 2000.
Oh, so, fun fact.
Fun fact. In 1993, I'm guessing that it was viewed kind of how it's viewed here, taboo and not kind of looked down upon.
You're, like, secretive about it.
Secretive.
Meeting on corners. It's dangerous.
And the cops aren't necessarily going to take a huge interest in women who go missing in that profession.
It's, like, instantly downgraded. Like, oh, you're not as important.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm guessing, speculating, that that's what's happening here.
Okay.
Because
he kept going and nobody caught him. Nobody was like, wow, a dead person showed up, a dead woman in a ditch.
Yeah, she...
Let's go check out this guy. Is he still married?
No, nobody really went looking for him right away or anything, and her murder went unsolved.
Mm.
Cut to January 21st of 1995.
You know, I'm just going to interrupt you real quick.
Go ahead.
While you try to figure out that sentence, because I feel like we should just have a normal system in place as to whenever somebody who is a violent offender gets released...
Mm-hmm.
And more crimes occur around where they live. We should just
like
go
in
ahead
the
and
city.
Check them out.
The
know?
Whole city.
Like, let's just go. We don't have to invade privacy, but we could just be like, hey, man.
Did your wife leave you?
Just have a couple questions for you, you know?
When that was only 3 years after he was released.
That's crazy.
Like, that's not
that's
enough
like,
time to forget about him and be like, ah, he's old now, you know?
Yeah. That's like when you check your word bank on like a quiz or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I already used that one. Okay, that one's fine. Like, let's just go back to the word bank real quick and check on him.
Yeah, and check on this other one.
Trying to solve a crime willy-nilly, fresh.
Mm-hmm. Nope, they didn't put in even that amount of effort.
Oh, God, okay.
So, January 21 of 1995.
Mm-hmm.
So, 2 years-ish later.
Right.
The body of 31-year-old Annelies Reinders was found... I'm not positive of her cause of death, but she was also a sex worker, and her murder also went unsolved.
Mm. They really weren't trying to solve them.
They're just like, oh, no. They just keep popping up. And then on July 17th of 2001, the body of 34-year-old Sasha Schenker was found in the Schlotterdiep.
Oh, bless you.
Which is a canal.
Oh.
And she was also a sex worker. But a few months later... Her clothes were found in the canal.
Okay.
They were, like, tied up in a plastic bag with rocks in it, as if to say, these will sink, right?
But why? That seems kind of weird.
What?
Because you would keep them all together.
Like, her body and her clothes?
Yeah, or, like, the clothes all up in a bag. I feel like you just, like, chug it. I guess if you're trying to make it sink, but okay. I feel like the bag preserves it, you know? Like, here's my crime scene in one bag.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Yes.
I don't know how deep these canals are, but I assume they're real deep.
They gotta be,
right? And there's no, like, bank because it's a canal, right?
Right.
So I would think that if you just, like, weighed it down, you could just hope
fine.
That it would never be,
like
never come
up,
you know?
Yeah. But it did.
That wasn't the case. It did. And
had fucking air in it. It floated.
Uh-huh. And, his house was right fucking nearby.
Oh, my God.
And so they were like, We should probably look at this guy.
Oh, my God. He didn't even try to, like, drive down the canal or something?
No.
His moped?
No. Nah, maybe he chucked it. I don't know.
Wow.
But they were like, that's his house.
Yeah.
And this is fucking suspicious.
Right.
So the police were like, let's bring him in.
Let's talk to him.
Let's just ask.
Yeah. What's
let's
up, just, Willem?
Yeah. See what's been going on in his
Will
life.
Will I am?
Yeah. Will I am?
Well, will I am?
Will am? It's not even I am.
I like how we just keep going. Will.
Will.
We're so dumb. Can you tell we're tired?
We're so tired. Okay, so they're like, hey, buddy.
Hey,
come on in.
Have a seat.
Why don't you come have a seat right over here? And on November 12th, 2001, they bring him in, and he confesses immediately.
Of course he does. This is M.O.
He was like, about time.
So I did glad. Two again. I did two again.
No, three.
Oh, three.
Three. Yeah,
oh,
he was like, I'm so glad that you found me, whatever. Right. Like, I also murdered Michelle Fatol and Annalise Reinders, and then you found the, you know, clothes of Sasha Shanker. Mm-hmm. And so police were like,
whoa.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah. God damn it. Again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
What's the thing? They suspect him in the murders of 19-year-old Shirley Herzers and 24-year-old Antonella Bont and several other unidentified sex workers.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But Willem never confessed to those. And
he's like, no, I didn't do those.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's just like, nah. And they don't have any actual evidence linking him to it.
So I'm pretty sure they just don't solve cases when it comes to sex workers. And they're like, oh, this guy confessed, so all of them.
So we're just going to, like, lump everything in with him.
Right.
Police also believe that he was responsible for the disappearance of 35-year-old Yolanda Maher. Mm. But she wasn't a sex worker, and her body has still not been found.
Uh-oh.
So to me, that doesn't really fit the MO, but also they've got to have some other kind of evidence or something that they're not disclosing.
Like clothes showed up in a bag or some shit.
Yeah, like why they are connecting him.
Huh, that's interesting.
He was not claiming any of the other ones, just the three and the previous two.
See, what would be your motive to not claim everything and only claim those ones? That makes me kind of believe that he didn't do those others, you know?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting.
So Willem was only tried on the murders of Antonella, Annalise, and Sasha.
Okay.
He was obviously found guilty.
Right.
And
given 18 more years.
This time he was sentenced to life in prison.
Okay, good.
He appealed for some reason.
Right.
But he was denied.
Okay.
And in 2016, his farm in Harkstede was demolished.
Oh, he had a farm.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And on June 19th of 2019, Willem died in prison. The cause of death was not disclosed.
Hmm.
And that's it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How old would he have been? My brain doesn't want to work. Do you want me to count?
Is he 80?
That's old to be in prison. 80? 41?
I think. Do I have 41 to count? 41 to 19?
That's 50. To 2000 would be 50. To 19, that'd be 79, 70, 80, 81. Yeah. Something like that. You're right. 80s.
Math.
Now, I was doing weird math. But it works in my brain, so it's fine.
I went with the one and then the nine.
Yeah. Isn't that funny how everybody does it all different?
Yeah.
Sometimes I hear people and I'm like, how the fuck do you math that? Because they do weird ones. Like, you know, seven and nine and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, no. We do fives and twos here.
Yeah. We are all about fives and
occasionally
twos.
Occasionally thirds.
Thirds. Yeah.
But not too high up on thirds.
Yeah. You're like, what's three times five?
I don't know. We're gone.
Like, well, nine plus two. You're like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, so, God damn. You know what? That's crazy, though, because he did, it sounds like, spent a decent time in prison where he should have belonged. But, like, you know, you'd think that, like, everybody just needs that one big break of, like, your one girlfriend. And then all of a sudden you're, like, fine on getting girlfriends because you know how to talk to a girl.
Yeah. You're like, oh, they're actually people.
Yeah. You would have thought that would have made a difference.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, that shit's ingrained.
Mm-hmm.
Well, goddamn.
Goddamn.
If you want to check out pictures pertaining to Aaron's case, you can go to our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok. Our handle is at ISGDpodcast. Our email, you should email us. Our email is isgdpodcast@gmail.com. I don't know what you want to email us for, but you should do it. Maybe case suggestions. We've been getting some.
Oh, I should look at that.
Yeah, we definitely should. That'd probably make it so much easier. Honestly. I don't know why all of a sudden case suggestions got really hard. Or like cases to pick got really hard
lately.
Well,
the ones that are hard for me is when people are like, look at this one. This is a person that I know. And it's like, it's something that I actually want to dig into, but there's nothing about it anywhere. And they're like, here's one Facebook post. I'm like, I would love to help you.
I literally will dig through like our Pacer accounts and everything for anything I can find. And then it's usually like I spent 3.5 hours and I have maybe a paragraph. And I'm always like, maybe we should do one episode of a bunch of these little ones, you know?
Oh, that's a good idea.
But someday.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you have case suggestions, that's like a great place to do it. Mm-hmm. You can email, you can snail mail us at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California, 91979.
Please subscribe, rate, and review.
Thank you.
And tell everybody about the podcast. Tell your friends, tell your friends' friends. Tell everybody, hey, you like to laugh? Come listen. It will make them laugh. Maybe. Unless they don't think we're funny. In which case, sorry. That's embarrassing. Bye.
Bye.